Paul, what's special about home openers?
Oh, the energy in the building. For the fans, as you get, it's the true end of summer, I guess, here. A little cooler outside. There's hockey to be played. They've been waiting for a long time to see an NHL game, so there's a good buzz in the building.
We talked about the depth on the back end a lot. What is it meant to have Adam Party come in and step right in and be able to give you a contribution when you have a guy go down?
So all and going back to last year, when you think that he had to do that a number of times, they didn't just come in and play. They came in and saved our season, all of those guys in the blue line, when we lost four and then five defensemen, and then came in the playoffs again as well. So he comes in and makes a big impact. I think we've got a good understanding that those guys are valued, so they don't feel it when they're out of the lineup. I think he knew if everybody was healthy, he would start the season out of the lineup. The numbers don't lie. When he's in our lineup, our penalty kill is better. He does a really good job in that department. So I think he feels valued, and he certainly is valued in the room. He's not an extra guy. It was a real important takeaway from surviving those injuries last year.
Sorry, back to home openers for a moment. Home teams don't have a great record so far right. This season in openers. Is there anything you have to guard against tonight?
So we're not going to try to guard against that energy. We're going to try to figure out how to use it. You know, this is a unique building. It's very loud, and the fans are great. And we've got to find a way to harness that. I think later in the season last year we did. We were really strong at home. So I guess it's probably the always the smart way. You want to temper it, the whole even keeledness, you know, don't get to all that stuff. We're not doing that. We're going to try to use this, try to experience it. I can't control the four or five guys who are going to be nervous anyway, no matter what you say to them. All the kids are going to be jacked up. I'm hoping that the veterans are jacked up. I'm hoping that they get out there and the national anthem's going, and there's only going to be one, so that's even better, and it's going to be a great building. I hope they're nervous and on edge and wired, and then we got to figure out how to handle that and play solid hockey in front of it.
I noticed you got various players, and you as well yesterday were wearing a shirt with a teammate's mug on it. What's that all about?
Very attractive shirts. They'll be on sale. It's a marketing plan. Coach's retirement fund plan. We have, you know, work really hard and have some fun. So that falls under there. We're having a little bit of fun section, but some of that gets to stay in the room for the guys. That's the guys' stuff. And funny as hell, too, I thought.
Whose did you have on?
I don't really think I can tell you that. If you can't recognize it when you walk, maybe that's part of it. But my guy would be the second best looking guy in the team, whoever that is. That'd be about
that's all I got.
Yeah.
When preparing for the Flames, what do you prepare for? What types of things do they do well that you have to watch out for?
So a little different style of game, a little bit different transition game. What possibly is a positive for us is that we saw quite a bit of it in New York with the Rangers. So there are three or four teams that stretch differently, that transition differently, that will run a very long breakout at times right from deep below their goal line to almost the far blue. So they have a different way of moving the puck. We think we handled it pretty well in New York. We're going to get another challenge. I think Chicago, it's different from Chicago, the same concept. There's four or five long transition teams, stretch if you want to call it, but there's more to it than just that. And that's a key piece. Then I think probably hash marks to the blue line in our own end is a real area. So it's not just, you know, they'll make plays, they have some skill, but it's the back end that you have to watch either off the rush in that area and in the offensive zone there. Those would be the two areas that I found that they hurt most teams when they're on their best. And the rest is, like everybody else, they're going to work real hard, block shots, and do all the hard hockey things. They may be slightly underappreciated for that last season. You know, they've got some good skilled players, but there was a lot of hard work and determination that went into their success last year. A lot of the gritty parts of the game they did on a nightly basis.
Are you talking a game plan very similar to the one we saw in that last preseason game?
I think those preseason games, everybody's just running their game plan. There's not a whole lot, hey, we're playing these guys, so let's make these adjustments. They start to come into the regular season. I think they'll be fairly close to the same lineups, minus one or two injuries. So you'll see again, early in the season, we're just going to take care of ourselves is the general concept. They do some things differently. We'll try to adjust to make sure that we're picking up. It won't be a whole lot different than our scheme from the Ranger game.
So you're talking about capitalizing on the crowd. Obviously, then, I guess a good start is key?
It's everything. And if it's not good at 10, we're going home. Good start's important. Good finish is more important.